In the 1930s, Prague was a modern city with a passion for innovation. New buildings were springing up, celebrating the technology of steel, chrome and glass. Jazz and swing were playing on the radio. And despite the impact of the world economic crisis, the Czech love of the motor car was growing fast. This led to a serious traffic problem. Here's a report from the 1st of January 1936 on the city's first ever traffic light. The intrepid reporter is standing at a busy Prague crossroads.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, he announces. We're at the big junction at Mustek, at the bottom of Wenceslas Square. He goes on to describe a scene which must have seemed quite exotic to millions of Czechs and Slovaks listening in provincial towns and villages. At small crossroads, the reporter explains, it's enough for a policeman to guide the traffic. But at big junctions like this, we have lights, red, yellow and green. Now the cars on the square are surging forwards. Yes, we have a green light. From today's perspective, the report sounds comic. But it's worth pointing out that this is an early example of an outside broadcast, an experiment in modern broadcasting. So we've seen that 1930s Prague was already full of traffic. Foreigners who visited Prague were often surprised by just how modern the city was. Here is an American professor who visited Prague with a study group in July 1937.
I spoke a moment ago of this city of Prague as being an old city, and yet in a very real sense we have found it to be a new city. The very day we arrived, we were impressed by it. To drive from our railroad station to our hotel, we passed through the archways of three towers dating back from the Middle Ages. We crossed the oldest stone bridge in Europe. We passed by the most famous clock, perhaps of all clocks in the world. And yet when we arrived in our hotel, we found the most modern furnishings, the most up-to-date equipment for the comfort, the most attractive beauty of our modern styles. So we have found that in this city, there is a unique union of the beauty of an old world and the up-to-date, smart and attractive newness of the very best of modern life.
That was Professor Miller, an American visiting Prague in 1937, and judging from his enthusiasm, he clearly didn't get caught in one of those traffic jams.
Špičku nohy mají na plynu, pozor, pozor, zelená.